Well, I'm having a great day today. Started off a bit slowly, slept in and stuff, didn't wake up till about 10:30. But I've come to the park with Poppy. I've brought my camera with me this time instead of just my phone. And I'm taking shots of stuff, and just generally pottering about. And, you know, there's nothing particularly interesting to shoot, to be honest with you. But bits and pieces. Ironically, a quick pause there as I passed a tree I've been meaning to photograph since I've been walking in the park. And especially now, as my mission is kind of to start documenting little bits and pieces that are just memory dumps from me of London at the moment. I might even go back before we leave to places that, well, maybe I won't, but places we've been lived before. But I'm just taking bits and pieces of shots. Poppy's running about. I've written my 750 word private log today on 750words.com. Really interesting site, you should check it out. It's encouraging you to free your mind up a little bit in the mornings by writing 750 words of free-flowing thought about whatever you like. It really appeals to me. It's private, but you get a stats report of what you've written, and it fairly amazingly accurately analyses what you've written. I've posted mine on my blog at cultsplayground.blogspot.com. You can click and see the stats there. It's fascinating. It's, you know, I just ended up almost starting at the beginning and thinking of it like a sort of, you know, a reflection right through to now, over the course of a month. So I'm going to just not rush myself through life in terms of reflections on life. For a little bit I'll be talking about the past, and then I've got lots to say about the future to myself. I think it'll help me focus. I have a million and one ideas about things, and it'll be really good to see them written down, because I often find it easy to strike through 90% of them when I see them in front of me in reality, written down as a, you know, a bit of abstract, as opposed to something in my head that seems to have millions of possibilities. Yeah, what was the idea? Yeah, if you're listening, don't nick my idea. I don't think you'd be listening. But I've had an idea. I'm going to... I think I booed about it yesterday. I won't repeat that. I've just been working on it. It's basically an open source design collaboration tool online that that's socialised. So you can quickly flick up an idea you've had for how you're going to do the layout of your garden. And a million and one gardeners can tweak it if they like. But you can see each revision. Pick your best. Incorporate them in the final thing. Credit the people that have contributed, and there you have your open source garden. I'd even go as far as to say that there's a possibility you could provide that as a plan that people could copy easily without all the process. I've got so many other ideas. Scratch my back's my other one, which I've put off, but I think it's a good idea. Anyway, I'm going to go because I've just seen a friend with her poodles, so I'll stop now, and I'll speak to you later.